Nah, driving's not a trait, yeah. Don't pay my side.
I know how to pull sympathy, Justin. I had a harsh dad.
The daddy issues are shining through.
Don't.
I'm not rude, bro. I was about to say, speak about daddy issues.
What's going on? Yo, so I got my first C and then he hit me.
Oh, my days.
I still passed, but he still hit me. It wasn't an A star.
Try trick him in it. Oh, E for excellence.
What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with you, bro?
Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
Are you locked into the After Sundown Podcast?
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Alright, so guys, welcome back to another episode. To my bad. Sorry. So guys, welcome back to another episode of After Sundown Podcast.
This is why I like these, because I can control the volume. Sorry, I interrupted.
Sorry, Albert. Oh. Yeah. Okay, so guys, welcome back to another episode of After Sundown Podcast. Today, who got in the church today, actually? You not going to introduce yourselves?
We've got Cameron, Big Sexy, in the building.
Right, stay calm. Go on, yeah, next. Go on.
Oh, Alvin, small, sexy. I can't.
Go on, T, introduce yourself.
Got Talitha, baby Thanos.
Hey. You know what? Hey. She's embraced it now, so she embraced it. Yeah, man. I love that.
And we've got a special guest. Come on, introduce yourself.
It's Javin. Hey. All my friends call me medium sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
pause then.
Yeah, we'll pause.
Oh, we're pausing? I just run upstairs.
Yeah, I need some sweets. How can you hear me now?
I don't know.
It just works.
Oh, miracles.
Alvin?
It's true, you know, this setup, it makes sense to none of us.
What do you mean? How's the cell not making no sense?
No, because Alvin is the only one that knows how to say up. So it makes sense to none of us.
That's why I thought he was the host.
What?
You could do this.
Do like what?
Pipe someone from somewhere else into the software.
Yeah, Justin knows how to pipe.
I meant talked about pipe.
I was like, what?
It's a technical
term. Is that where you want to go with
it? It's a technical term.
Wow.
That's a pipe.
Oh my gosh.
No, Justin, you could definitely pipe.
Just me.
As in, like, you could connect someone from somewhere else.
Pipe into Central.
Because, like, right now, you know,
NEC's pipe.
Oh, you're not a voice man. All right, so backing with it, yeah. So today we're talking about health and fitness. So obviously, in lockdown. Okay, let's not even go there. Before lockdown, yeah. I'm sure people had their goals because they just found out that they were going to be groomsmen and bridesmaids.
Oh, so I'm sure people had their goals. The high echelon.
Alvin, don't act like you're not part of it.
I know. I'm joking.
He's pretending that,
yeah. Wait, can you tell me the date again?
Okay, so obviously we had like exciting news. We say exciting, but exciting news, and obviously, I'm sure we all had goals. And then, when we heard that the gyms were closing,
yeah,
like I'm sure it kind of set us back.
I'm gonna say that it affected my plans, but it didn't.
Nah, stay calm, bro.
At least you're being honest.
What about you?
It affected mine still. I didn't realize how much I actually relied on the gym for like not only physical health but mental health as well. Hey. And then I was doing okay in lockdown, and then the eat out to help out, I did my part in it, and then just. Things went a bit down.
Amen. We all did our part.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did my part
for the government.
Mate, I was eating out sometimes three times a day.
Said we did our part.
Yeah, you did. You know, Talitha was taking full advantage.
I was taking
of that.
It very seriously.
Yeah, you were still. You was.
I took the challenge. What's his name? Ravi. What's his name? What's the guy?
Oh, the Chancellor.
Yeah, what's his name?
Richie Sunak.
Oh, that was racist for me to say. Call him Ravi.
That long face guy.
Yeah. Wow.
The thing is, everyone knew what you meant when you said long then.
Yeah, he's nice. He's got a long face, isn't it?
That's
he's always holding the briefcase, isn't it?
Yeah.
My G.
Chance of the exchecker.
Wait, so I was going to say, first question, yeah.
The budget box.
So obviously this year, do we feel like, this year, do we feel like we've reached our body and diet goals? Also, what are your goals?
I think I've gotten further from mine.
Oh. Yeah.
Explain, elaborate.
Oh, mate. So when I went back to study, we were in a classroom, and I'll be in a classroom from 8 till 4, I want to say. And 8 till 4.
Fam.
I know, crazy.
No, just in
a classroom. You
have breaks though, right?
Yeah, you'd have breaks. You'd have a 15-minute break, then you'd have like a half-hour lunch, and then another 15-minute break.
It's not enough.
Or
man.
Something like that. And then... But where I was studying, so rather than being at the academy that, rather than where we usually are, because of lockdown, like we ended up in all sorts of other places. So I happened to be studying in a hotel, and the hotel niced everyone. There was a constant flowing fountain of biscuits.
That's my tea,
and
pastries.
Like, not pastries, but like all an assortment of biscuits, like and like you know, breakfast bars, like cereal bars.
Yeah.
I just
gorged yourself, didn't you?
Yeah. But so did everyone else. Like every time now, when I look at the pictures of people at the beginning versus now, everyone's thick now. And it's so ironic considering the profession as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
That's the bit that kills me.
But you lot are the face of health, bro.
And to get in, we had to do a physical, and the physical, like everyone was prepared, like everyone was exercising more, everyone was like doing all sorts to get ready for the physical, and then you have to do this, do it, and it's like some of it is quite intense actually, and then after that, it's like okay, it doesn't matter anymore.
So you just have one physical, and that's it.
I hope,
I hope so.
I'm
talking about the ambulance services.
Yeah.
Nation's finest. Okay.
Now, go on, Jeff. What about you? Like, what was your goals?
Bro, I didn't have goals.
What happened?
I don't. I'm always
Gavin
healthy.
His goals.
That's I'm always healthy. No. I don't.
This ain't year seven no more, bro. You ain't fast.
It was easy for me to reach my goals because obviously being at home and with the leg and all, it was mainly just rest. And stretching exercises and things like that. So for me, reaching my goals was simple.
We'll allow you. Okay.
I was going to say, so at first I didn't do any exercise like during the lockdown. And then towards the middle, I started jogging. And I was jogging continuously for about 2 months, at least 4 days a week. And I was doing all right still. So, like, at first, bruv, you know that first jog, bruv, and all the foolishness just comes out, bruv.
What you mean?
Like, you don't get that burning you, like, throat and that, bruv.
I never got the burning in my throat still.
If you ain't, like, if what, you ain't...
Because you didn't drink water?
No.
Is it burning or, like, you feel like your mouth is really cold? Like, no, is it when you're breathing cold
it's
air?
It's like...
It's just like...
You'll spit, like, I'll spit more or whatever, and like just stuff will just come out more, you know what I'm saying? But by the end of it, bruv, man, I was just
used to it.
My system was to go, bruv. And to be fair, I did probably cut off maybe about half a stone. I've put it back on now though, it's sad. Because I was
I'm
nah, because you know what, Wesley took my measurements on it for the thing. We might have to change to a cart line.
You still got time.
I've got time. But
oh my gosh, I need to.
But I'm not being complacent because this time trust me. I might do a magic mic, bro, at the wedding, bro. Yo, mad thing.
Modesty. Modesty.
Shout out SDA Lounge at it. Modesty.
go on to you. What's your goals?
I think if I like personally for me, I find it really difficult to like lose weight. Like it just doesn't really go anywhere. And when I do lose weight, like it's difficult for me to like maintain it. So in lockdown, I was doing really well. Like I was getting my, I had those smart scales. So I was getting my, like, my body fat percentage down, because that's always been like my thing that I've wanted to work on. Obviously, Eat Out to Help Out, as I said, did me dirty. Not only economically, but visually. And then I basically took fitness seriously again from like mid-January. And now I've not weighed myself. I'm doing that at Easter. I'm not ready yet. But but visually, I can see that I've definitely like lost weight. Like my tummy is like a lot flatter. Obviously, got a wedding dress to fit into and stuff. But I think I'm definitely on it more now. I think it's definitely because of the wedding. Way more now than I have been in the past, 110%.
No, I just kind of just want to address it on things though, because the first question I said was about health and fitness. Well, no, dieting actually. It's mad how no one's talked about dieting.
Oh,
I'm disappointed, guys.
That's
you know what, my diet through lockdown has got better. I think, like, everyone knows me, if on a Friday I normally have a Domino's and I can't lie.
On a Friday,
stay calm, bro.
Every week.
Every week, bro.
Without fail.
More time.
Really?
A large pizza store. And normally I eat the whole thing, but yesterday I ate half.
With the fizzy drink as well?
Huh?
With the fizzy drink.
Yeah, maybe two still. You get me? But with me, I'm not really concerned about losing weight. My thing is just like, I need to get to a certain look now, bruv. You get me? Mm. I can't be like, yeah.
27 and fat.
I don't want to be fat, bro. Facts. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to have like, you know, like, yeah, like fat people
heart
things.
Heart problems.
Yeah,
like, said fat people things, but just call it diseases, bro.
Just fat people, yeah, just preventable diseases
yeah.
that can be prevented. I don't want those.
I think for me, dieting, lockdown destroyed me diet-wise.
Yeah.
Because before, my diet's always been poor. Like just biscuits, crisps, fizzy drinks. I don't eat regular food, like, but the thing is I just work it off because obviously I was always active. But then obviously lockdown comes, you're sitting down for a long time and you still carry on with the same way you're eating. You start realizing afterwards, like, I just started the couch to 5K. Bro, just doing 2 miles, bro. It's like
doing the one couch to
5K. Yeah, just doing 2 miles. That knocked me out, man. I couldn't believe. I was like, this isn't jabbing.
I know, like, prior to lockdown, prior to starting, like, for that physical, for it's one of the processes in the interview, I was running 5K every day.
Jeez,
for that.
You're
not
good, man.
When I saw Wesley and Samuel post their 5K yesterday, I was like, I used to be able to do that. And I'll choose a
route that
goes downhill. A little longer than theirs.
No, what was their time?
Oh, theirs was 20.
Theirs.
Was it 28 minutes?
No,
I wanna
less than that.
I want to say 25.
It was 25. Because
25.
Wesley's next level.
Wesley's
Wesley's like something. I will run with him after a while when I've got fit.
Doing half marathon just for bands. Do you know what I mean? No, what's that about?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, him and Joe. Hey,
he jogged from his house to my house.
No,
and that's far. I thought your house was closer, but it's actually not.
That's
what I mean. It's not Quinton from my uncle's to.
But
like,
still,
it's still far. Because you still have to keep going when you get to certain. You keep going. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Mission. Nah,
okay.
He's not doing that now though.
He's a beast.
Oh, because locked
that. That's not even funny, you know. Because Dad's been complaining to her. It's like, how come I haven't seen Javin outside the window, like. Jogging from her house to mine. I was like, no.
You think I'm ever jogging that far?
Because he did that with his wife. That's why.
Oh, is it?
That's
cute. That's nice. That's not me.
It's a new generation, bro.
Trust me. Man's got cars now.
I don't have to play beatboxes.
This week, I did a socially distanced
socially distanced.
Yeah, I exercised in a socially distanced manner with Javin, and if I'm honest, mate, I was dead within the first 10.
Yeah.
I forced myself to do the rest of it. You have to keep going, bro.
Especially Javin. So Javin's my toxic bro.
I wouldn't want to train with Javin.
Yo,
I don't even know.
I could be dying, but I'm still.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember like after 10 minutes I was like hunched over like
I thought you were stretching and you're that sound of pause.
You have to fake it, make it look like a stretch, make it look like
I thought you were stretching.
Now what?
That's why, like, even on a tennis court, like I'll never let my opponent know I'm tired. Like, one time I played this like a match that was five hours long. We were playing for five hours.
Mm. Wait, T said, what was you like doing?
Socially distanced football. So, like,
what, passing?
But, like, it's virtually like constant running.
Right, so what's it called? What's it called?
It's like fartlek training, basically.
Yeah. Okay. It's basically like fartlek training, yeah.
So, for the ones that don't know what fartlek training is, just continue it. Like, running, walking, continuous. Could be literally a range of things, basically. A range of motions, all of that.
And I was dead, and I've never been that unfit. Like, I was like, oh, Alvin, I need to get a hang of this. Mm. So that, went for a walk this morning. Yesterday, I didn't do anything. Day before, went for a jog, and it was only a mile. I couldn't cope with any more than a mile. I thought, okay, let's build it up slow. I've stopped eating nighttime, which is so hard when you, like, tonight I'm working a night shift.
I'm going to say.
That's the hard bit. Like, how do you do that?
I have fruit.
Not eat smart food, pardon?
I have fruits. Fruit. So then it's eaten, but it's not like, do you know what I mean?
I'll go.
And it helps my sugar cravings as well.
I know, but I can't. Our metabolisms are different, mate.
do you know what I mean? Can I talk about this? People with fast metabolisms, stop telling me, what you're like. I can't eat like you.
Exactly.
Okay. So you eating that way, and I'm putting things on. It's not the same. Stop piling up my plate with food. I can't, man. I will die.
Honestly,
it's coming from the deepest place, you know.
It's true.
Slim people coming it up in.
Nah, do you know what it is? On diet for me personally, I remember in college when I used to go gym like religiously.
Yeah.
But then bro, tell me why I only used to eat one chicken wing when I finished the gym, fam. It was mad. Mm. Literally, that's what I know. I was literally skinny, bad. But then I was when I actually got into sports properly, as in understanding sports, it was so I have to eat more. But obviously, having an old-fashioned thing, as in literally only having one meal a day, essentially. Mm. I was try to eat more. Can't do it. It wouldn't go down. Literally, couldn't do it. So obviously, I think it was last year, probably. That's it. The start of last year was when I started eating three meals a day. That was literally my first time actually eating three
last
meals a day.
Last year. I need to go to your old diet. That's what I need to do. Happily swap diets.
For me, it's easier to get back to one meal a day. Because even right now, during lockdown, I'm only on one meal a day. But that's because of night shifts, though. So obviously, I'll literally eat during work, probably eat breakfast when I go home, and then that's it. That's my one meal for the day. Then the next day is a thingy. So probably two, but it's still one. Classed as one.
I've got a question, but I don't want to throw it off. Does anyone notice any changes? If there's a change in how you're exercising or how much you're exercising versus say you're not exercising at all, or when you're eating well compared to when you're not eating well, are there any other than physical changes? Yeah. Do you notice anything else?
My mood.
Yeah.
Mood.
Yeah.
Definitely. Energy. For me, I think obviously after I have the dominoes and that, man, sleepy, bro. I can't lie. I'm a bit more cranky as well. But and obviously, man, know I'm a bit moody anyway, bro. You get me? Just naturally. So, why am I laughing? So I'm not that bad, bro.
Imagine you telling enough your mum for touching the door.
Love it, bro.
What you do?
I don't do that. Shout out, Mumsy. but I think with me, it definitely affects my mood. It definitely affects my energy level in the morning. And I feel like I have more of a clearer head when I exercise before and after. So after a jog and that's all you're thinking about. Especially when you're tired as well and you hit that wall, all you're thinking about is the one step after the next step after the next step after a while. So
After when I finished, your mind's clear, bro, and then you can go about your day.
I feel like I sin more when my diet's like good, bad.
Oh, okay.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear. I know the listeners will have heard, but I didn't hear Jonathan.
Maybe like I'm not. Man, maybe,
he said he sins more.
Maybe I'm associating it
did
with.
You say, did you say sin?
Sin, yeah. Oh, okay.
He said like he sins like more too.
I'm more so more into the wrong things. So, like, Regin.
Bring it down. Bring it down with my hand there.
Pause. All right.
Oh, no, I messed that up. That's better, though.
It's all right.
That okay. So, like, when I was thinking of, like, when I used to exercise and be more active and things like the things I was into or the people I was hanging around with compared to when I'm not exercising, I've got more free time and I've got more time to contact certain people, then you like you just start, your mind starts going in the wrong place, basically. That's how I find it anyway. So I feel like the more active I am, the more easy it is for me to focus on positive goals and positive things, genuinely.
I would agree with that so much. I'd say that I have more, I feel like I have more motivation when I'm in a good spell of exercising and eating well. I have way more motivation, way better self-control. And partly because, like, almost like because I'm controlling my diet and regardless of how I feel, I'm exercising, it sort of translates into other things. Like, I start doing that when, like, I don't feel like doing an assignment. And I'm like, okay, but I still got to do it. And then I go out and I do the assignment because I didn't feel like waking up to go for a run or whatever, but I still woke up and went for a run. And so it sort of starts going into other things. Right now, guys, I'm not a model of health, so that's just why you haven't seen me on Instagram for a while. But that's a lie. But it might be true, you know.
West Midlands,
it's the first time. That's the thing. Is the first time in absolute ages. But it's not because of that. I just haven't felt like doing
it. You're busy as well.
Yeah. True. Mm. A story. I had a story in my head.
No, go on.
It's like, you know, like Daniel chapter 1, there's a story of Daniel and there's a test between
the meat and the clean foods. Yeah.
I was going to go into that much later.
I'll hold off.
You sure?
Yeah, because I'll hold off, man.
Gentlemen.
God to you.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, it helps me be more, like, resilient. Because recently recently I've been going on 6K jogs and I can't believe that I am jogging. Like, every time I set off, I'm like, wow. Because I was, like, honestly, guys, if you had heard me last year, I would never jog. What is this, all these people jogging left, right, center? doing the most. Like, literally, all my friends are literally just like, Ethan, what is going on? Like, I can't believe, but because gyms are closed, I've had to find a replacement, and it has helped me a lot mentally. I'm less stressed because, like, when I'm jogging, listening to music, I just have a chance to, like, clear my head. And when I feel like giving up, I just feel like I like that feeling I get when I'm jogging, like, don't give up, like, keep going, even though I've got cramped, stitch, whatever, keep going. Like, when I'm, you know, got a difficult patient in front of me, I'm literally just like, you know what, on my jog, I'm going to think about the situation and just de-stress, because you're stressing me out right now. But it's okay, because I've got a vent later, kind of thing. But I do think with the whole thing with mood, exercise helps improve my mood, but the whole thing with diet, I think for me personally, I have to have a balance. I'm more moody when I'm more strict with myself on my diet. If I'm telling myself that I can't have treats, basically my diet has to have sweet stuff in there, because if I don't have those things, I'm miserable. I'm very miserable. I can't be doing these
keto diets.
Yeah. I can't be doing, you know, like those high diets, protein, like the seven sins. I don't know, all these things.
Someone I know is doing that at the moment. And basically, all she had for work was like two eggs and like some tea and that.
That's a sad meal.
That's a sad meal, but that 100%, that is more than enough to last you.
Is, but you both think.
For me, there's no longevity. If I was doing like a quick, but obviously for me, with diet and exercise, I'm trying to make it a lifestyle. I'm trying to do it before I have children, so that when my body mashes up after I have kids, I can blame the children. Do you know what I mean? Before then, I can say I reached my goal. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could just, if I don't bounce back. So if you guys see me and looking a bit, if I don't bounce back, just
your bounce back.
Tell the children that it was your fault while your mum's not looking the way that she looked look before in her pictures. All right, then. So that's the plan. And I'm sticking with it.
That okay, so let's take it back. Let's take it all the way back to our, like, kind of, you could say, kind of childhood and adolescence days. So what would you say is the what types of exercise or sports did you like as a child?
Tree climbing.
Yep.
This same. Is funny for me still.
Tree climbing. I didn't like jumping any. Off buildings.
None. Like
jumping off not trees. Rounded.
Same. Aye. Tree climbing, jumping off shipping containers.
Tree climbing. Yeah. I was genuinely was not
climbing more. People's houses.
Cycling.
Kevin.
Stealing their tiles.
Doing skids.
Swimming. I used to
seriously
swimming.
Doing like we used to swimming. Go on the tennis swimming. Court and do skids on bikes.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say dodgeball as well, man.
Drowned by your parents.
Swimming, yeah. Swimming for me was like a sick one. Because my mom.
Hopperbell.
No. I went swimming. I went swimming before Hopperbell, and I went swimming when I was like. My mom put me in when I was like 3 years old or something like that, innit? So I was swimming from then.
Jeez.
Flipping, what stopped me from going swimming though was one time, obviously I went hands-on swimming back then, it. You get me?
Bro,
I went in there, I was about, what? Maybe I was like 10 or 11, maybe.
And you thought, and, again?
No, I went into the changing rooms now, yeah, and there was two cockroaches in the changing rooms, bro.
Oh,
and
no.
I think from then, I went back after, but I think progressively after that, I was like, nah, changing rooms are disgusting. But then, yeah.
Changing rooms are everywhere are disgusting.
Nah, but the hands are fun, bro. They're quite
nice.
Huh?
At Cocksmoor Woods, they're quite nice.
Yeah, because it's Cocksmoor.
Yeah.
It's true.
Listen though. To the name.
Yeah, get me.
Nastier the name, the nicer the area.
Nah, I remember Cotswolds when it had the wave machine, bro.
Yeah,
that was it.
It's still there.
I remember that as a kid. Oh, that was wavy. That was literally wavy.
Days, I used to wait for it. Don't it is when I got older. When you got older, that it was because it was wavy. It's actually true.
Yeah, it was wavy.
Now, but you know, it is when we got older. It was literally like the waves started getting like smaller.
Smaller and smaller. I was like, yeah.
Because when he was a kid, bro, he was like,
still,
yes!
Still all right.
Nah. It's like a tsunami, bro.
If you go right in that deep end,
you have to go in the deep end.
Nah, but the thing is, they turned down the intensity on that still. Yeah, can't remember when it used to go deep in, like,
as
you
could see it,
but nah, the turned
down. Did you not go, like, as a church a couple of times as well?
I think I went with Campbell. I went with Campbell a couple of times. Because Campbell went.
I remember you've been there.
Yeah.
The other one we used to go to was, I don't know, does Cornwall have a pool? And Cornwall Centre. Cornwall School.
Cornwall?
Cornwall. Like near,
Cornwall? I don't know.
I know what school you're talking about.
Oh, Colmer's.
Colmer's
Farm.
No.
Nah.
You know, there's like by Camp Hill, there's a school. Well, but yeah. By Harper Bow, there's a school called Colmer's.
I know, exactly. You know, I had my birthday party there.
We thought we were.
Calthorpe.
Calthorpe, that's what I mean to say.
That's it.
Calthorpe. I think there's a pool there. And it,
nah, I don't know.
But I can't.
No, there is.
Is there? Oh, okay. I thought.
Nah, I never had a birthday.
So I had a birthday party then. My brother did. One of us did.
Oh, okay.
Must be nice.
They have like disco lights and everything.
My primary school had a. They had fun a memories. Swimming pool. Yeah. Nice. When I came to England, they had a swimming pool.
I think small heat swimming.
SDA Church couldn't afford one for us, so we had to go.
That's cheeky stuff.
Couldn't afford teachers.
That's cheeky stuff.
Oh, what? They couldn't afford what?
Swimming
pool? I was not gonna say teachers.
She said swimming pool.
I said teachers.
Oh. I didn't say that.
No.
She didn't say
throw some daggers.
I think swimming mainly. I think all the other sports I just.
Nah, for me, another one for me is basketball, but that was more like recent, like
okay,
school then college, and then uni. Yeah, it's couldn't be bothered.
See, it was always cricket, just straight cricket. Everyone did cricket in the Caribbean or athletics as a kid.
Yeah.
You're either running or you're on the field playing cricket. Like, you don't know nothing about football. You might see, like, people walking around with T-shirts.
Yeah.
Like, I saw, for example, I used to see Ronaldo T-shirts all the time. Yeah. Then when I came to England, I saw Ronaldo and thought that was the Ronaldo, but it wasn't even that same Ronaldo. It was a Brazilian Ronaldo. Football, nothing about it. It was only them two sports, and then everything else is just what you make of it.
Do you remember, like, the other thing was, like, we used to play out I see it less now, but I started seeing it more now. It's almost like whoever the young kids were around where I live are now the age that we were when we used to play out. But for a long time, there were no kids who played out. So like, we like just riding around on bikes. By mine, there's a cage, and it has like basketball hoops and football goals. So we used to like loads of kids around the area used to play football there. There's like a wooded area, and or, like we'd play hide and seek, like a lot. What are they called?
What's like
long games? Like, is it, are they called long games?
Kids don't know about Aki Tracking no more, bro.
Bruv.
Why is it called white games? Live on ends. White games. Like, you know those like gate, like almost like capture the flag type stuff. All those.
That's
like
what he's talking about. Aki Tracking, bro.
Aki Tracking. Oh, I
just capture, bro. Just be simple.
What is Aki Tracking? I've never heard.
Well, like Aki Tracking, isn't it? Like, yeah. There's a pole. That's a base that you have to go to. And yeah. Like, when like okay, someone, one person, one or two people's on, and then like yeah. Everyone hides. You have to hit that base. When you hit the base, it's like Aki 1 2 3 or Aki Tracking.
Bro, I remember. Bare accidents used to happen off that. You know.
I don't think I've ever played it.
Did you ever play it after school as well in the spinny?
No, I didn't play. You like never?
I was playing British Bulldog at Alpha Bell. I remember that, and then it got banned.
Aki Tracking, them games are sick.
Do you remember Bulldog that one year? I can't beat him, bro.
Yeah, hey, been. That infamous year.
No, the one I think Rajon ripped his shirt, bro.
Oh, I remember that one still.
Yeah,
I remember one where someone mashed up their leg, and I can't remember who.
It was Sarah.
Was it? Oh,
Shout out Sarah and Annie, bro.
The awkward people there, bro.
Nah, you know the thing is, the girl done her up still, and she knows it, bro. The girl done her up still.
There was nothing to complain about. Nothing to complain about, like, literally.
Nah, that was mad though, still. That, I felt it for her still.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Nah, but okay. Let's go on to the next question, though. Oh, wow.
Do you think sports have got, like,
Soft,
yeah.
Yes.
Very much.
100%.
Yes and no.
Huh?
So, they've gotten softer in that, like, say football is soft now, but then in terms of like skill level, speed of the sport,
we're talking about physical like contact. We're talking about stuff
physical
like that.
Oh, in terms of physical contact, it's obviously very much.
In terms
softer.
Of skill level, it's only going to get higher until it reaches a pinnacle.
Skill level and speed.
Well, people injuring their heads and having dementia and Parkinson's. I think I think it needs to get a bit softer.
It's a choice. Even saying that, though, I would say that women's sports is more.
It's bigger now.
Like, not even bigger, but like more like physical.
Yeah, yeah. It is,
like,
you know.
Women are more.
It's more genuinely
like
stronger
than
men.
In
football, like these women will get hit and still continue carrying on. Man get hit and start.
Yeah, but it's because man, it's because
there's more at stake. There's more.
It's playing on the rules.
There's more at stake.
It's annoying. I'm like, are you really?
I hear that.
There's a bit more. Yeah,
there's more at stake.
I hear that still.
And it's almost to me, it's like. It's part of strategy, so that now you'll see that far fewer tackles.
I like that.
Like, there's teams who will do tackles outside the box, but there are far fewer challenges that happen in the box. So that sometimes you're like, wow, that player virtually got to march into the goal, and you're like, something should have been a tackle should have been put in, and you have to be so smart about how you tackle.
Because
like, if you're a dribbler, you dribble, a little bit of contact over.
What's wrong? Where? I was like, raw.
dribble.
Oh.
I know what he did that, but like.
I didn't get it. That
has
to be a clip.
A dribbler.
Wasted it, man. Minnesota even
bro. Literally. But, okay.
And the granddad, the oldest on here is ours. So.
Nah, it's Justin.
Nah, it's big man. You're the oldest one here.
It's you then.
I've just turned 26.
Oh yeah, you were the young one in school.
Exactly.
Amen. Chicken, bro.
Let's be more mature then, guys.
You, bro. What's going on? Now, okay. So, what kind of diet are we longing for? Like, what type of diet would you want to have?
My honest answer.
Not a vegan
honest
one.
Honest answer.
I'm comfortable with the diet I've got now.
I'm back in a second.
Karen. But are you going to try and be a healthy vegan?
Yeah.
But what's first, the like, difference?
But first, I want to like, first port of call is lose a lot of mass. Get back to being fit. But then I do want to become a vegan. I've just got to get over my love of cheese.
How can you be an unhealthy vegan?
Eggs.
Nah, T, Jab said, how could you be an unhealthy vegan?
If all you eat is healthy.
Just be a flexitarian. Just be a vegan that eats cheese.
Nah.
Yeah, that's one thing that, just for me, cheese. I have never found a nice vegan cheese or...
It's not because it's old, it's so dead.
To me, something, what, I just want to get
you
cheese?
Just don't substitute.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just leave for the people who can eat it.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean? Stop forcing it.
I've had enough macaroni. Oh, this vegan cheese is nice. Enough macaroni and
just
cheese.
Just call it pasta.
Yeah.
Creamy pasta. Call it creamy pasta. It ain't mac and cheese.
That tastes like salt.
But yeah, nice. I'll try to be a vegan. At some point, yeah.
Go ahead, elaborate on your one still. Like, what's your diet now?
My diet is that's the issue. If you want it to be an honest answer.
Go on, I want the honest answer.
Currently this javin in this physical form.
What's going on?
And this physical plane.
Physical plane, amen. You know, with my current mentality, you know, it's not necessarily the wisest, but I'm fully comfortable with eating the garbage that I eat right now.
Oh, no.
Basically. Oh, no. I'm like fully comfortable with it because I feel like I haven't had any detrimental effects. It's been fine for 26 years, so I don't see it.
Fair.
As long as I keep like eating healthy, and I don't eat like garbage all the time. I do have like my Sunday dinners with it's mainly veg. I don't even eat meat that much anymore.
Yeah.
So like it's just the crisps and biscuits, man.
Fair play. No bacon, no pork?
Nah, I don't want a tapeworm. I'm alright.
Fair play. What about you, Cam?
I think just cut down a lot on meat. I think if I could, I'd still want meat. I can't lie, bro, because I'm similar to Talitha. I'm kind of like, I like meat, so I don't feel like I'm ever really want to cut it out. I'll just have it on occasions. You get me? Like maybe like Christmas time or like, but like just like special occasions, basically. Innit? But I like meat, so I'm gonna continue to eat.
Have you guys? Do you guys buy meat and keep it? Like, do you regularly buy meat?
Yeah.
Do you think the quality is going down?
I think the quality is going down still.
Even when you cook it afterwards as well.
I'll say the quality in chicken is going down.
Yeah, chicken.
The quality in chicken.
I don't really eat chicken now because I don't really like.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, do this with me. I don't really like the chicken no more because like, in uni, when I had chicken, it was amazing. I had the chicken on a daily basis, like as in chicken this, chicken that. But then now it's just like, I don't like it. The taste is a bit off. But now more of a salmon type of...
Salmon's lit store.
Salmon and beef.
Salmon is beef. Butters.
What?
Salmon is... My sister's trying to get me onto salmon all the time. Nah. She's always putting little pieces of salad in salad in the salmon. I'm just like
salad in the salmon.
Like salmon in the salad. Stuff. Yeah. That's she keeps putting, and we've like mix it with like couscous and stuff like that.
Nah, that's yeah. I agree. With
she
that.
Like she, but she lightly fries the salmon beforehand and then mix it with one. And she's like, oh, taste this, it's bang.
Nah, salmon's probably it, and it's you know what? I can't lie. It's not the thing that I like about salmon. It's tasty, but the bones as well, innit? And obviously, where man come from? Obviously,
what do you mean the bones?
Like so, like salmon. So like no. But that's what I'm saying. Like. You'd never, the bones are quite main, they're quite obvious in salmon. Oh, whereas like snapper or hake and that, bruv, you get me? It's fire, bruv, but bro, I can't be searching for bones every single time. And I had a bad experience, bruv.
Do you know what? The next time my dad makes fish.
Nah, but fish is fire, bruv. I love them fish, but. What was that?
Sorry about that.
Because he makes like fish, like bear people come by this guy's fish, but like, I don't know why.
That's downplayed.
Nah, because obviously I don't really like fish, so when I taste it, I'm just like, oh, just tastes like fish. But everyone else is like, oh, it bangs up. So whatever.
What about you, Talitha?
I'd say my diet now is, in terms of the actual diet, is where I want to be. So I'm pescatarian at the minute. I'm not strict. If you see me eating other things.
I was going to say, you know,
mind
your
business. I'm pretty good it's only because like last week we had the food tasting in it for the wedding. So I ate meat then. But apart from that, it would have been wrong. He had prepared all this food. Yeah, I could not eat the food. I ate, you know what I mean? But
now, wait, Talitha, jump through the screen and bang Javin in his face, bro.
It's true. Wait,
he can't eat meat, so she can't jump.
Javin, you know what? But I didn't even say what he did, but I can just only assume.
It's literally facts.
Like he said Wesley can't taste the food still.
Wait, what did he say?
He said Wesley can't taste the food.
He said something else. Oh,
yeah, I know he would have said something cheeky, can't I, Javin?
What?
But yeah, I don't think I wanna be I think the lowest, I say lowest, like the next level I'd go is vegetarian. Nothing lower than that. But I love fish too much. I would not debase myself. That's my only thing that I'd find hard to give up. But I could definitely do with eating more, like more fruit. I'm really bad at eating fruit. I'll eat my veg, but I'm really bad at eating fruit.
Fruit's fire, man.
Fruit's fire, yeah.
Fruit's fire. Like a cheeky fruit salad, bro.
What do you use? What do you use as the base, like, as the watery base?
Can you hear? You normally can't hear
like
anything.
A melon or like if I have mango.
You have mango.
Yeah.
I try to find mango juice as well.
Yeah. Oh.
Put that cut up at all. Do you know what
the most elite juice now in the world is? Mango and apple, bro.
Oh, I'll have that.
The innocent ones.
I don't like it. I don't like apple and mango,
bro. It's beautiful. It's
I think that's overrated. The apple. Why do you need to put the apple in the mango?
It's the apple that kills it.
The apple kills it.
Yeah.
Apple makes it.
So
mango juice is not that nice, in my opinion.
Yo, can you hear myself now?
Talitha, you still there?
Yeah.
Salvation. So I want a Bible character from everyone.
David. Sorry, Samson. That represents you, innit? Samson.
Wait. So you fell for You fell for the girl, yeah?
You can hear everyone super clear now, Talitha, yeah?
Wow.
You fell for the heathen, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Bible character who strove for health and fitness, or would you say is the pinnacle of health and fitness? The imposter boy for health and fitness.
David.
The face of health and fitness.
David.
Go on.
David was a G. Like, if you think about, so in the Caribbean, well, we used to have like the same kind of sling as well. We used to put stones in it and try and knock fruits out the tree and stuff like that. But like, when say fruits, coconuts, in a sense, because you don't want to be this effort to do that all the way up. So if you can knock it down in one go, you do it. And them slings, after two or three, your arms just, and David being able to do that constantly and running in the fields, you know, obviously he fought, wasn't it a bear?
Bear,
one of them creatures that run on four legs.
Was that bear?
Yeah, one of them.
Listen, one of them creatures.
One of them carnivores. He fought one of them bear hands or with a sling as well. So I think he has to be up there as one of the fittest creatures in the Bible.
I love jumping. Definitely. Oh my gosh. I think pinnacle health and fitness.
That was in his early life, by the way, guys. We're not saying after.
Nah, even still, bro, he had bare wives in it. Keep up the libido in that.
Wow.
Solomon as well. Solomon.
Something tells me I don't think the libido was the problem.
Solomon was like them Jamaican uncles.
Yeah, Solomon. He had bare wives. His.
Yeah, but we're not promoting bare wives, guys. Neither is God, by the way.
We're promoting stamina.
Or multiple sex.
It's true still.
We promote stamina.
Mental fortitude as well to be able to deal with all that.
Yeah, we do promote that still.
Look at Talitha over there. Scratching her chin. Yeah, we do promote that.
David, you're actually so annoying. I only caught the last bit of what you said, but now you're cutting fortitude.
Oh, gosh.
Allow me.
God, come, what about you? Usual character.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know why I can't think of anyone.
I just thought of Jesus because he went for 40 days by eating, bro.
Wow.
Discipline, though. Discipline, isn't it?
Somehow we found that.
You see how I dropped it in there?
To the original theme.
Don't be mature, bro.
Gandhi did that as well.
Gandhi?
Yeah, Gandhi.
It's possible.
Gandhi,
I think the other humans who fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. If Jesus could do it, we could do it.
True. It's the water. That's the impossible. Well.
The water into when?
No, just having just water. Having no water.
Drinking pee.
Water fast.
But, yeah, go on, Alvin. Or T.
Give me a bit of time. Go on, T.
I'm trying to...
Samson.
Explain. Mm.
So, I think especially the story of Samson shows a connection between not just with fitness and doing the will of God, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So that...
Health so that, fitness?
Yeah. So that to be fit... a verse has just come to me and I'll find it as I'm talking. To be fit is not just to... is not just about the physical, not just about what you put in, what you eat, what you do to be fit, but it also has to do very much with obedience to God, because being fit is being, it's essentially part, is part of obedience. But then the benefits that come from that obedience are not just...
Which obedience?
Obedience to God. So the benefits of being fit, of eating the right stuff and exercising and all of that kind of stuff don't just come from... Being healthy does not just come from being fit and eating well. There's then one plus component, which is
discipleship.
God can bless. Which is then that God can
moist.
God actually blesses. So here, I'll find that text. Sorry about this little pause.
Now, what you're saying is kind of important, though. If you, I'll talk how you find go it, on, just on, to let you know. Improvise. Now, like what you're saying is very important, though. Cause obviously, like with the whole science behind the whole science behind like health and fitness or anything like that, is like it makes you feel good. One, it makes you feel happy. Mm-hmm. Like it promotes what is it?
Well-being.
Literally promotes well-being. You can do things more effectively now. Everything you do is probably easier than you being kind of fat and chubby.
Mm-hmm. You can say that. I'll say fewer trousers get ripped.
I don't believe in that still.
Nah, I don't believe that either.
I've ripped bare trousers.
More trousers get ripped.
I remember one time. Listen,
the bad thing is, which one's which though?
I know what you're going to say, Cameron.
Wait, one second. So basically, one time, the first camp meeting we went to, 2014.
I thought you was going to bring that up.
Flipping. Obviously, a lot of stuff happened in that camp meeting that year. However, Javin came with 5 trousers or 4 trousers.
And more than that, bro.
Left with one, the one that he wore, bro. Because he ripped all of them left them in the chalet, bro.
All of them got ripped.
Because he's doing foolish, you know Javin, innit? He's just doing foolishness or whatever, innit? He's just
ramping. Them.
Always ramping.
Not though, running that.
Adam.
I didn't hear, but I don't
mind. Just one word and one name. The name of the first man in the Bible.
That was funny. Rajon is hilarious.
Adam, where art thou?
Adam is Rajon is hilarious, man.
Where are you?
To be fair, Adam as well, picture of health.
Health, yeah. Oh, here's the verse. I found it.
Go on.
Have I?
Probably not.
Bro, if you can paraphrase it, just paraphrase it, bro.
Bro, to be honest,
I found it.
If you deep it, it's better.
And Joshua. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Sorry. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the water, the waters were made sweet. So this is sort of... anyway. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them. So then here's the statute, the ordinance. And said, if you diligently hearken, or if you diligently listen to the voice of the Lord, your God... and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. I am the Lord that heals you. Like, so here there's this promise that God makes that obedience, and obedience include, like, obedience goes, okay, eat what you should eat, don't eat what you shouldn't eat. Obedience says, 6 days I shall labor and do all thy work. That's like, be physical for 6 days.
Yeah.
Rest. So there's a command, like the commandment, the Sabbath commandment is not just a commandment just about, it's rest obviously is the big part of it, but we often ignore the 6 days thou shall labor and do all thy work. That's like, that's graft. Graft for 6 days and then rest. So God says, if you keep my commandments,
must be nice,
I won't put any disease in you. He then also says, like, ah, a thought came, just flashed across our eyes and it's gone.
Brain freeze.
The other commandment, like another commandment that's sort of linked with this thing of health is like, honor thy father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that which the Lord your God has given you. Mm. So like there seems to be this sort of link between those, like between the obedience in general and health, as well as health being part of obedience.
Most definitely. No, most definitely though, because like think of all the diseases that go around anyway. Like sexual diseases.
Go on.
Ooh, what do you mean, go on?
No, I was saying preach, brother.
No, but like, so obviously, you
know, I wasn't, like, my mind, was cool, like, cool. What I'm saying is, like, it didn't even cross my mind that, like, but that's a brilliant.
The sexual diseases, you're not supposed to have sex before marriage. Most of it, like, even, you know, the, anal sex then. Obviously, is it's a great way to get AIDS. Stuff like that, HIV. What else? Diseases, like food diseases. I was reading the other day that like the things in food that you're not supposed to eat, the food that like bats, all of that stuff, the properties of them, even pig, the properties in there. There's some things in those animals now that we as humans can obviously get diseases from. We cannot it can be transmitted, but like because of that,
a symbiotic relationship.
I forgot what it's called, but like it's a thing in the animal sect that like in the animal, it's a sect in the animal that like you can eat or ingest, and then like it will give you a disease. Okay. For example, that's where I think that's where SARS, or that's what they're saying, that SARS or
COVID is suspected to have come from bats.
There's things in like animals that obviously we're not supposed to eat, animals that we're not supposed to eat, and there's obviously ways to get diseases. So like just little things like that, even other things that we're not supposed to do, like for example, our parents telling us that we shouldn't go clubbing, and then two's the club burst down, or there's a shooting in the club. We
end up not only that, but you can catch diseases from lipsing
You know, that always go drastic.
And then here's a crazy part.
I was gonna say
we're meant to sleep at a certain time, but clubbing is at the time that we're meant to be sleeping.
Exactly.
And like one of the things I've asked myself is how many.
About day parties?
Wow. Them compromised people day.
How many day parties are there really?
There's bare.
There's a lot of day parties. That's the new thing, bro.
Oh, is it?
The new thing.
Wow, I'm clearly. I'm getting old.
Nightclubs are the ghetto. Day parties are classy.
Nah, they are still
classy. But I was just using it to illustrate the point that like not so much about the parties, but like the time that we're meant to be sleeping and resting our bodies is the time that we bring them into the most activity, and
nothing good happens after this. Because
it's lit, bro.
It is, man.
Okay.
It's not lit. Okay. It's where the devil can work more quicker or more effectively.
So then stop working night shifts, innit?
Well, that's different. I was gonna say about me and Alvin, but I was like, yo, this is something good. This is something good. Stay calm, bro. Waste, man.
The nightclub wasn't an argument coming from my mouth.
Nah, but you see, the nightclub is okay. Would you say it's bad? I would say it's bad because, like, you know, the bodies, the cheeks.
Temptation
just rubbing across.
Mate, you know the nightclub is rubbing a place everywhere. Of temptation.
Temptation everywhere.
Temptation.
There's no temptation when I'm serving people behind the till.
Hey.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
How?
This professionally.
I don't want to steal money. That's what the only temptation lies.
It doesn't have to be about stealing money. That's not the only temptation.
For me, that's the only temptation where it lies.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, working anyway.
Okay. Why the customers like, you know, pinging?
I don't like customers like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Customers just talk, bro.
You know what?
First,
this ain't JD. This testing.
We've moved on.
I was reading. What's the book called?
Wait, T. What's your character?
I can't think of one.
Today's I got Women's International's Day as well. You meant to pick a female character.
I said Samson, but I never said anything.
You said Samson.
Oh no, I've sort of explained, I guess. Yeah, never mind. Karen.
So you didn't, because I was gonna say, what has Samson got to do with health and fitness?
Oh, I was even with Samson.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it was like God given hench, innit?
It wasn't. I married there again, because like in his obedience to God is where his strength lies. Oh, like it's so bizarre. Ultimately, life relies in obedience to God, and no, or even better to say, life comes from God. So that if someone who has life says do this, to live, or not to, that's a bad way of putting it, don't do this or you'll die. It's like saying don't jump off this cliff or you'll die, and you go, oh no, I'll jump off this cliff. Or someone says, if you want, like, if you're thirsty and you haven't had water for ages, you've come out of a desert, and someone goes, I'll tell you where the water is. The water is, go there, after, past the third tree, turn left, and that's where the water is. Clean, refreshing water. If you don't listen to that person who knows where water is, what are we doing? So if I'm not listening to someone who says, go for a run.
I hate you, bro.
If I'm not listening to someone who says, go for a run, yeah. Alvin, you need to go for a run. And then 3 years down the line, I get heart disease or something. What am I doing?
It's your problem.
Whose fault is it but mine?
We have to pay our NHS National Insurance to help you. It's just selfish, man. I'm just saying. Now, but yeah, just the last question to kind of conclude it, yeah. What are our plans? I'm not even reading, but like, what are our plans after lockdown finishes?
In terms of health and fitness,
both health and fitness.
Go to the gym.
I'm too poor to afford the gym, so I'm probably gonna invest.
That's a lie. You can afford Domino's every Friday.
Are you alright? listen. Hold on. First of all, my Domino's is £6.
Yeah, no,
every Friday, bro.
Every Friday. Gym a
that's
month.
A monthly membership.
Shut up, man.
£14 a month, innit?
It can actually range from 11. No, the one by us is like £11.99 a month.
So I don't want to know that.
I must pay more, literally. £24
a month from pizza.
Literally. You haven't got as far as me.
And that's not even including your KFC or your McDonald's trips.
How you. What? Do you watch Hawaii? Do you take a diary of me, bro?
Is that true?
Is that true?
You know what? Sometimes I'll go Domino's and then I'll go KFC as well.
I get it.
See, this is the unfairness.
I don't have a fast metabolism though.
Yeah, but it's faster than mine. If I did that, I'd have to waddle through that door.
Because Mackey's is not far from mine.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I order from Caffeon's, I just quickly get something from Mackey's because it comes in like 10
just
minutes.
Like a fries or something.
Nah, a bit more than that.
Life is unfair.
That's a bit more.
A bit more fries, but yeah.
All right, I'm gonna stop Domino's every week. I'm gonna take it every 2 weeks.
You're gonna try it?
Yeah, I'll just cut it down slowly.
You're gonna try it? Just have it once a month, bro.
Once a month?
Nah, you won't.
We're not asking you to go cold turkey.
Once every 2 weeks.
Nah, go once every 2 weeks. I think that's alright.
All right, cool. I'll try.
What about you?
My plan is to continue with changing up my diet. So like, I praised a lot. Yesterday I got home, didn't eat anything after the time. I just made myself a nice cup of ginger and red bush tea.
That's bad.
Ginger,
lemon and red bush tea. Had that because I was like, oh, I'm really thirsty. I want water. But I thought, oh, I want water with a bit of flavour in it. So I had that. So I've realized that I think most of my mass is related to eating at late.
It's very true.
And that's what I think it is.
It's very true.
So
he's trying to get my attention.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is. No, I wasn't.
He's trying to do that.
I was trying to put the bunny ears on his shoulder.
What about you, Doty? What's your thingy? What's your goals?
I can't wait for gyms to open just because I want to get my muscle bulking kind of training.
Toning.
So I'm hoping by then my body fat percentage will be down enough so that I can build. On top of that. I miss all my leg machines, man. I miss them all.
Girls love a leg machine, but I've been saying this from
day. I can't work my upper body. I'm so weak.
Yeah, trust me.
My upper body's so weak.
That's why you work it. Come on.
You need to.
Yeah.
No, I do work it, but I just feel better when I do a legs or a glutes workout than I do. When I do my dega dumbbells.
Stop with the dumbbells.
Well, I like working chest. That's okay.
Nah, fair play.
I can't wait for the gyms to open. And then I just need to eat.
Lots of girls should, bro, because that's how they keep. The kids up there.
Breasts lift up. I can't be, like I said, when the kids come here,
said it.
It's so sad, man. Like, I'm grieving already for the loss of my body. I'm actually already grieving.
Yeah, but it might not happen, though. It depends, bro.
It might not, I know, but just in case, I'm managing my expectations from now. Do you know what I mean? I'm not having kids for
they do say though.
Essentially, like, if your body's up to a certain extent, like with
You will snap back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Snap back much quicker because the muscle memory just kicks in.
Yeah, Justin, I'm trying.
She's preparing for now.
She's over here like.
Imagine she's 23. She's preparing for like whenever. I'm pointing
out. No, but it's true. You have to. I feel like
so in a decade's time, if I do put on size, mate, I'll allow myself like one dress size.
Do you know what you said there? A lot of people don't clock. They think, you know, oh, I'm going to exercise now. I'm going to see the benefits in like the next month. A lot of people don't realize you don't see the benefits till maybe like next year, even.
Yeah, it's a long time, man. Yeah. That's why I'm here. It's the long haul, man. I'm not doing this quick fix thing. Because then people are going to think I'm ill. No, it's long term.
Nah, I hear that.
Maintaining. I don't want to be looking back on old pictures and be like, either crying or just like, how?
I feel like there might be a like for me. I think that never mind.
Nah, go on.
Because it would be long for the wrapping up. I was just gonna say like one of the questions that potentially we could address, but maybe for
a future episode
could be like maybe the reasons why we exercise. So some of it could be like obviously appearance.
Yeah.
Some of it could be like functionality. What do we want to be able to do?
Sounds like it's the lounge topic, to be honest.
No shade.
Shout out
to them still. Got
what is SD Lounge?
It's Clubhouse.
It's on Clubhouse.
Platform.
Yeah.
Is it on Clubhouse?
It's on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
They get sick engagement still.
How to do?
Oh, okay.
They got a lot of members, over 1.5, I think.
Yeah.
1.5.
Should we do a Clubhouse episode?
No, they're making waves on Twitter, bro. Now.
But that's what I was thinking. Like that. Anyway,
that's not for us. Well, go on, Javin. What's your goals after lockdown?
Well, as I said, I started my couch to 5K. Looking to get back into football. It's going to be like 3 years since I played football. Right. Looking forward to that. End of March. But the thing is, just looking for a team, innit? At the moment. And the teams that I found, I don't really want to join because they're all Lee Bank guys and when I was down there, I was like, yo, if you got a team, let me know. He's like, yeah, we call Rickman Rovers. It's like, okay, quick Google. And all of them was like, ooh.
Take those names out.
Definitely, but you know who it is. Yes, isn't it? Yes. You see the pictures. You're just like, nah. I wouldn't even send my son there to play football.
100%.
No way. So we'll see.
They're beefing up a team, yeah.
Yeah, but that's mainly my goal, to get back to where I was 3-4 years ago. That'll be the starting point. For me, or that's the minimum I want to achieve by the end of, let's say, between now and next year, same time.
Oh, I hear that. Okay, last one, my one, 90 kg, baby.
90 kg.
That's how I want to be still.
Oh, how heavy am I? I'm 80.
Is that going up?
Going up, yeah.
It's going up.
You're not.
90.
How much
kg?
Do you weigh?
Probably like 70 now.
Bruv, you weigh 70 kg.
70 kg.
Wait,
yee. I used to weigh
70 kg.
How much is that in stone?
Justin weighs that now.
Okay, yeah, but Justin is a twig.
At the start, I used to weigh 80, but I was gassed at 80. Coming deep, that was Justin.
You weigh 70 now.
I probably weigh 70, so 79.
Bro, I weigh 92 kilograms.
Yeah, I know you weigh 90. You weigh 90.
70.
No. Listen. Yeah. Javin's 92.
I'm 92 kilograms.
Which is what I am as well.
I'm 80. I
would be gassed to be your thing because like.
But I'm trying to cut down.
I need to get down to.
I'm trying to go
80
what?
Something.
I'm trying to cut down.
I think I'm 85 or something. Like
85. Yeah, that, and you're that quite was my tall. When I was in my prime, 85 man, 85 kg. Yeah.
I'm about 30.
My prime. If I'm 83, happy.
Go on, Talifa. What's your number?
At Christmas, I was 78.
Oh, what are you now?
I don't know. I haven't weighed myself. I'll keep you guys updated.
I can double that.
You're 70. I'm trying to get. Shall we set goals? Shall we actually?
Of course, I'm in
79.
First of all, I'm tall. I'm not. Let's be honest. I'm not skinny. No.
I was talking about Justin. You know what I mean? Like, I was surprised that he.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm very surprised about Justin.
Because Justin's taller than me, bro.
79.
I don't class 79s or that. I do 70.
I
don't
round it off to the closest
whole number. I don't care about 89. Even if it's 89, 80.
All you have to eat is one meal, just in the.
No. But okay, but that meal will burn off for one night shift. The meal will burn off.
Eat a big meal then.
It will burn off night shift, but I can't eat big meal literally. So it will burn off the next day.
Or even
I weighed myself the night before.
More spin ice.
I weighed myself after.
In it today.
I was down, bro. Fair. And that morning shit as well, bro. I mean that morning pee, bro. More goals.
You edit that way.
I'm not gonna say more than people, yeah.
Oh, Raj just clapped.
It all goes, man. But that was after Sunday podcast, guys.
What are your goals? What are your goals for 2021, guys?
Yeah, tell us in the link.
Yeah, there's a link in the description.
Yeah, that anonymous thing or something like that.
Yeah.
Did you change the questions?
Or even now, but do you know what it is? That's what you need. Talifa, you should put a thingy up still. Put a poll up, or not even a question. On the Insta page.
Saying,
what are your goals for 2020?
Like, is that the end or the ending?
Yeah.
We can end it. Follow me on Twitter at MediumSexy.
What's going on? Yeah. Thank you guys.
Guys, don't follow that because you have no idea who's
going on. That was the After Sundown podcast with Big Sexy, Small Sexy, Baby Thanos, and 70kgs plus 80kgs. Yeah, in a bit, special guest. Yeah, it's medium sexy. Safe.
Alright, bye everyone.
I know everyone's names, you know.
Look at this geezer wearing two.